Governor Sarah Palin says Alaska will accept only 66% of the available stimulus funds for all capital projects. Speaking to the legislature yesterday, the governor said she does not want to automatically increase federal funding for education program growth at a time when Alaska can't afford to sustain that increase. Palin adds that the state funding for education has seen unprecedented increases in recent years. Political leaders and educators across the state reacted strongly to the move. Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams is the former president of the Sitka School Board. He questions the governor's decision not to allow necessary federal funds for federally mandated programs that have never been fully appropriated, like the Individuals with Disabilities in Education Act, or IDEA, created in the 1970s.
What in fact has happened, both in Title I programs and IDEA programs, is they've become de facto federal property taxes. They're programs that are critically important, and they're important to the people that they serve, and highly warranted, but just have never been funded.
McAdams says the economic stimulus package has $90 million in education funds attached to it for the state of Alaska.
From those $90 million in funds, that should we receive them, what it would do is it would provide locally elected leaders in the state with the opportunity to take general fund appropriations to fund an unfunded federal mandate and put them back in the general fund and expand their programs and maybe take care of small capital and other things that have long been neglected since the passage of the law over 30 years ago.
The state requested allocations for transportation and aviation projects in February, estimated at $262 million. That's on top of the $251 million in economic stimulus funds requested today, making the proposed capital spending total $514 million. McAdams says it's ironic that the administration would choose to take federal dollars for transportation projects and hand those dollars over to an executive branch agency for dissemination.
Career folks at DOT making decisions as to how federal dollars are spent, while not providing locally elected leaders at the local level to be able to take funding that was long ago promised and be able to finally have the needs of our special needs kids and our impoverished kids through IDEA and Title I, to finally be able to meet those needs as promised by the federal government and also take care of general fund obligations that have long been neglected. So I think it's ironic and misguided and unfortunate.
The Sitka School Board will hold an emergency meeting this week about the loss of stimulus funds for this year's budget. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.